Geek Alert, especially for Star Wars geeks. A movie called Fanboys opens tomorrow. It's about some devoted fans of the space saga that took place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Bob Mondello says that Fanboys was made by fanboys for fanboys, but its appeal will likely be much broader.
It's a decade or so ago on a Halloween far, far away, and four high school grads costumed as Imperial Stormtroopers are hatching a plan. The release of George Lucas's fourth, or first, Star Wars movie, depending on how you're counting, is just months away, an event these guys regard as worthy of an epic quest.
Imagine it. We drive across the country in one night. We break in to the Skywalker Ranch and steal ourselves a prince!
Beer-fueled enthusiasm would normally fade by the next morning, but these are no ordinary Star Wars fans. One of them has issues with his father, another has a beat-up van outfitted like the Millennium Falcon, and they all know more about Ewoks and Tatooine than they do about, say, girls and planet Earth, something they establish when their Jedi worthiness is challenged at one point.
Episode 5 was directed by who?
Irvin Kershner.
You! In episode 6, when Leia shoots down two scout troopers, why doesn't she take one of the speeder bikes instead of walking?
If you pay attention closely, the speeder bikes were destroyed, okay? And then Luke refers to it later on in dialogue.
Impressive. I wasn't really worried about you, though. What was Luke Skywalker's call sign during the Rebel assault in episode 4?
Red 5.
You are all only as strong as your weakest link.
You'd think the weakest link in Fanboys would be that it's all in-jokes, but they're actually not so in that a casual fan won't get them. Director Kyle Newman and his screenwriters started with a Harold and Kumar-style road trip full of raunchy chatter, and then made the details equal opportunity nerdy, as when the Star Warriors encounter turbulence on the way to Skywalker Ranch from a whole other universe. A crucial file folder gets tossed to them by a familiar-looking figure in the shadows.
It's all there. Maps, passcodes, phony IDs to get you past the front gates. But that's not what's most important.
What's most important?
The shadowy figure, Starfleet Commander turned website huckster, steps out of the shadows.
We never met.
This is unreal. How did you score all this stuff?
Are you kidding? I'm William Shatner. I can score anything.
The Star Trek-Star Wars divide is heightened in a pair of battles with Seth Rogen, and there are cameos by pop culture figures Jay and Silent Bob, Princess Leia, and others. When a plot twist seems weird enough, you can generally assume it comes from a Lucas movie, and real fanboys will doubtless get things that flew right past me. As funny as Fanboys often is, it's not graceful, possibly because it had a troubled production history. The final film has a committee-made feel to it, but the committee was undeniably filled with geeks, fans, and maybe even a droid or two. And if the version of Fanboys they came up with is a little sloppy, well, think about it. Would you really want a Superbad meets Jabba the Hutt geek fest to be state-of-the-art? I'm Bob Mondello.
There is more on this week's new movies, including reviews of Push and Coraline at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.